Hi, dictation for Angela Alston, A-N-G-E-L-A, A-L-F-U-N, date of birth 5/22/1966, date of services 3/23/2022, history of presenting illness, session here for follow-up evaluation. She reports that accidentally she hit her hand into the wall and her carpal tunnel is now worse in the left hand. Other than that, patient is suffering from headaches and neck pain, lower back pain, and both ankle pain. Overall pain level is around 8. On a scale of 1 to 10, patient reports that there is a 50% improvement in the pain from physical therapy, pain medication, and other controlled treatment and home therapy. In the ADL, patient reports that mood is affected 8, walking ability affected 7. The rest of the ADLs are not affected. The patient reports that in the system review, no dizziness, vertigo, no headaches, no vision disturbance or double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts. There's no sleeping difficulties, fatigue, tension, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration. There's no anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness in the neck and the lower back, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back. In addition, patient has pain in the left hand due to the recent trauma. Also, the pain in both the ankle and feet with slight difficulty in walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reported the pain has slightly improved, and there are no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss. No, the trauma is reported. Current pain medications are Narco 7.5 substance abuse. Patient reports no use of any chemicals or substances. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 199 over 115, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination be identical to previous visitor 224-2022, dictation number 0225-087, along with plan of care, along with the diagnosis. The plan of care is as follows. The patient is advised to just go to a primary care physician for management of her blood pressure, which is 199-115. Patient reported that she did not take her medication this morning. Regarding her hand injuries, patient will has been advised to wrap in ace bandage, try physical therapy, soak in a warm water, and try lidocaine gel. That will help her. Regarding medication, patient is provided with Flexeril 10 milligram at night and Elavil 50 milligram at night for sleep, Naproxen 500 for anti-inflammatory, Voltaren gel for topical pain relief, especially for hand injury. She is provided Narco 7.5 one tablet a day for 15 days for pain relief at this time without any refill. Maps are reviewed, labs have been reviewed. Patient is advised that it will be difficult to continue her pain medication of a Schedule 2 variety as she has been used to for a while due to the current policies from the federal government and state government. She has been advised that she has choice to make. Her MRIs are reviewed. There is a minimal disc protrusion at L23, L34, L45 and L5-S1. For which lumbar epidural steroid injection with cortisone has been advised, times 4 to 6. If it doesn't bring relief, she'll be referred to a surgeon for fixing her disc. At cervical level, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 has a disc herniation for which cervical epidural steroid injection times 4 have been advised. A pre-authorization from her insurance company has to be obtained, and only then she'll be seen and continue. Otherwise, I'll refer her to a Henry Ford Hospital for providing services. Thank you.